B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So as we sit here and talk to you, we had an intern who was on the side of the road on 77 changing a tire for the last hour.
Sucks.
Intern Preston.
Yeah. I've been there, man.
On a highway? That would scare me. I've never had to change a tire on a highway.
No, not on an interstate, no.
Yeah, that would scare me. You call them interstates?
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is. Like, we also have freeways.
Yeah, California. When I lived in California, they were the freeways.
We have a freeway here, the I-277 freeway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I guess that'll never get toll roads, right?
I don't know. Yeah. They have to pay to get on the freeway.
So I came in first, and I was talking to Nicole, and she goes, somebody needs to go pick Preston, our intern, up. And I said, okay, well, let's figure it out. I said, I'm coming from the other direction. Roy lives up here. And she goes, what about Loren? And I just laughed.
I take Providence right now.
Yeah, no, but you wouldn't be able to get there.
No. If you dropped me a pin, I could make it. But if you just told me how to get to him, no, I couldn't.
And then getting back into traffic once you pulled over would have been a whole thing.
Yeah, we don't want you stopping on the shoulder. If you have a flat, you keep going as long as you can to get to a safe location.
No, really?
Yes. Well, it is Friday morning, and it is the last day of school for most school systems, if you're not out already. I know CMS is celebrating their last day today, so congratulations, teachers and students alike.
Yay.
We have a little treat for you coming up here just around 6:15 this morning. We'll do that. How was everybody's day yesterday? Your day in 30 seconds, Lauren.
My house is finished.
Yay!
I'm so, so happy. I went and checked on everything yesterday, and then of course the clean-o-rama started. My mom helped me clean the house yesterday.
Like, the new house or the old house?
The new house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you do construction, there's like a very, very thick layer of dust on everything. And then yesterday I had a really like weird moment. I had this like overwhelming sadness yesterday over missing my dad. Like, I heard a song on the radio, and it literally, like, I mean, my dad's been gone for, like, since 2004. Like, it doesn't hit me like that too often, but when I tell you, I ugly cried on the way home yesterday, and I was like, where did that come from?
Well, I'd say your mom being there, and you're going through a life change, you're getting a house.
Yeah.
And you know your dad would do everything around that house.
We almost got fired this week. That probably works.
And
that's
what I think. It's like this week has just been such an emotional roller coaster for me, for all of us, really. But you know, having a birthday and being off and like just everything. It's like I had really high highs and really really low lows this week. Yeah. So,
but hopefully today, Friday, you'll level off. Yeah. Go to the weekend with a smile. How about you, Roy?
So, yesterday, I was out putting open house signs because I have an open house this weekend.
Roy is a realtor.
I am a realtor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a realtor, and I have an open house. And so I don't know why, though, but I feel like when I'm doing this, I'm breaking the law. And I feel like I'm sneaking, and like I have to hurry so the police don't see me. It feels so scary to put a sign out on the side of the road to me. I don't know why. Like, I am a realtor. I am allowed to do this.
Right, but you run from your car, you run out.
It's like scary. And then like there was a moment where I almost put the sign pointing in the wrong way, and I like had to run back, and I'm like frantically trying to flip it around. I'm scared to death looking for the cops.
Put the arrow the wrong way.
We got Sterling looking out, you know.
Cops, even though it's not illegal. That's
pretty
funny.
I feel like I'm breaking the law.
That's good.
And then I do this move. If there's a better sign position and someone took that sign, I'll put my sign in front of theirs.
Oh.
That's okay.
That's bullying.
Roy, if it makes you feel any better, we have a construction open house sign on our block, and I take it down every single time we have an open house.
I know. I hate everyone else's signs, but love mine.
That's great. Yeah. So yesterday, Dean and all of Union County had their last day of school. So it was it's his first year of riding the bus. So a neighbor up the street from me on Wednesday said, hey, don't forget, tomorrow we spray all the kids with water guns when they get off the bus. Well, I didn't even know that. So they said, what you need to do is fill up a cooler with water, fill up bins with water, and then drive the water down. And Miss Ellie, the awesome bus driver, is in contact with one of the parents texting. And so she texted her on Wednesday and said, not while they're driving.
I know.
She texted her on Wednesday and said, hey, drop all the kids off at, you know, this one stop. And that's where we all were. So I pulled, my mom came yesterday to watch Dean come off the bus for the last time. Amanda came home from work early.
Oh, nice.
We pulled down to the house. Dude, it was way more than I thought. They had food set up. It was like Halloween. You know how they have tables set up? They had music going.
Yeah. Aww.
It was an end of the school year party. And
a block party.
It was a little block party, yeah. And all the kids got off the bus. We just squirted them with water and stuff. And the next thing you know, they all took the guns and started squirting each other. We just sat around and had a couple beers. And
That's fun. That's cool.
Suburban life, man. Whenever you can drink and celebrate, that's what seems to happen.
It was the most suburban thing I've ever seen. That's for dang sure.
I know. And then, of course, somebody makes a dad joke where he's like, well, the Johnsons got their house watered today, got their yard watered with all the water guns. You know, lucky family.
Oh, yeah. So,
hey, we got a lot to give away. We got a lot going on today. We'll tell you how much you could win at 7 a.m. with our 5 Seconds to Cash contest coming up in 2 minutes on the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
That's Post Malone. Wow. On the show, it's number one in music station. We're Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show. We got your chance to win cash. 5 Seconds to Cash at 7 a.m.
Got $100 for you.
Yeah, $100 on the line.
So here's what we've done in the last, since last Monday, June 3rd. You ready?
Yeah.
This is how much money we've given away. 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 200, 100, 100, 100, 100. It's a lot of money going out to the people of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for you guys because you know what that means? You're getting better at this game because the jackpot's not getting up to $500. Like it did earlier this year.
I like it when the jackpot builds.
I do too, but the people are, see, contestants are getting smart, like the guy on Jeopardy. They're figuring out
how to play.
Yeah.
And how to best win. Of course, you got to listen at 7, noon, and 4. And if nobody gets the song at noon and nobody gets the song at 4, well, then that gives you the opportunity to know exactly what it is at 7.
Right.
You've already heard it twice.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Plus, we got 21 Pilots tickets, plus meet and greet passes for their concert is on the 12th. That's coming up
yeah,
at the Spectrum Center.
Next week.
Big shout out. Congratulations to the Charlotte Checkers. Another victory last night in Chicago. So now they lead 3 games, Roy. Charlotte's got 3 games, and Chicago has only won 1 game in the championship series for the Calder Cup.
So is Charlotte the biggest hockey team right now?
They have to get the first team to 4 wins
wins
the cup. So right now they are winning that series, they call it. It's a series.
What happens once they get the cup?
We don't know. We've never had it happen here.
But that's it. That's as high as you can go.
Yeah, you win the cup. And then that's it. You're the champs of the league. You're the champs of the year.
Oh, so the next game is really important.
Yeah. I mean, even if, let's say, Chicago wins, it's still 3-2. We still have another shot to get to 4. And then even if it's 3-3, we still have another shot to get to 4.
Mm-hmm.
His first team to 4 wins. Right now, we're up 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a pretty easy way to put it, right?
Right.
Yeah. So Saturday night at the
Bojangles.
The Bo Coliseum. I gotta get out there. I've never been to a championship hockey game before.
Could you imagine, though? Like that, I mean, that's going to be big for us.
I know. I want to make sure we get with the Checkers and find out what the plan is for celebration. You know, we're up for any kind of a celebration.
Right? You drink in your neighborhood just for the kids coming off the bus.
You'll I might have a problem. I'll celebrate anything.
Hey, old school bus is coming, sweetheart. Grab the beer. Come on.
I didn't even bring the beer. Somebody had one. And it was 2:15 in the afternoon, and they go, who wants a beer? I was like, me.
Yeah, 2:15 is like your 5 o'clock, yeah, 6 right. o'clock.
So, congratulations to the Charlotte Checkers. We'll keep you guys updated on that. Home game tomorrow night. Let's pack the arena like we've been the last couple games. I was there last Saturday night. It's awesome. It's loud. And it's something really cool that you can do. Plus, it's cool inside. It's supposed to be a rainy, crappy weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, gocheckers.com is where you can get those tickets.
Perfect.
Up next, though, we do have a treat for those of you who are graduating. Maybe you're graduating the 8th grade. Maybe you're graduating high school. College graduations are already done. But it's a little treat for you guys this morning. A specific song that I think everybody's going to enjoy coming up in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If there's one thing I don't like being, it's wrong. And I want to apologize. I read the schedule wrong. the next time the Checkers will be home is if they lose Saturday night. Saturday night's game is in Chicago. It is not here in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
So Saturday night's game is in Chicago. So if they lose, then the next home game would be next Thursday. Okay?
You don't mess up.
I did mess up.
I was making my rainy day plan.
I know.
We just got pulled off the air. We're on thin ice around here.
I don't think it's because of the Checkers.
Bosses are listening. We can be pulled at any second.
Sorry. So Saturday's game is in Chicago. I apologize for that, okay? But I did promise everyone a song that would help them get through their graduation. Right, Roy?
Vitamin C?
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Congratulations, everyone. All the graduates from the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
I'm so sad over this news.
I know exactly what you're going to talk about. And I have something I'd like to bring up about 30 minutes from now about this.
Okay. So Irina Shayk and Bradley Cooper have officially called it quits. Oh, I'm so upset.
Wow, so that really was a true rumor.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, Loren's got all the dirt, dude. She mentioned that yesterday.
We mentioned it a few days ago. But, you know.
Not on Wednesday.
You're right. but anyway, according to reports, they've decided to split, that they've been having problems for a while. I think this whole thing is from everyone calling for Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to get together during A Star Is Born. It put too much pressure on the relationship.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, really. I know. But it's really hard to watch your significant other up on stage gazing into somebody's eyes when everyone... And if nobody had called attention to it, it probably would have been fine if it lived and died on stage. But everybody in America was calling for these two to get together, and that puts stress on your relationship. If somebody was... saying Dallas should be with...
Okay, I get it.
You know...
I get it.
Sterling.
Yeah.
I get it.
That would definitely take a toll on me eventually.
Sterling had to live through the Whitney White tour.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
It put a big strain on our relationship.
You weren't even out of the closet at that point.
I know. Nothing like watching your gay boyfriend almost date a woman on national television.
Sterling knows my woe. All right. The two are still going to live together, though, until they figure out how to deal with their daughter.
Yeah, that's called Nicoling. It's a new trend that a lot of people are doing where you live with your ex for as long as you can.
Yeah. In other relationship news, Beyonce, I know everyone's been talking about this. Beyonce was at a Game 3 NBA Finals game with her husband, Jay-Z, and a woman... like leaned over Beyonce to have a full conversation with Jay-Z, and Beyonce looks mad. She
does
not look entertained, and she like kind of nudges her at the very end, like when the girl leans back. You can tell she's not happy.
This is why I hate social media, because yesterday everybody posted that video and Beyonce doesn't look happy, whatever it may be. Maybe the game was going on. I don't know what was happening at that exact moment. Here's what I do know, Roy. The person that was talking to Jay-Z is the owner of the Warriors' wife. They're friendly with Jay-Z and Beyonce. They've been to several games together, and there is no beef. So,
how do you know there's
because I read about it. I did the research beyond just looking at a video and posting, oh, Beyonce's mad. Who is this bitch?
Right. But let me tell you, the story on Beyonce's face tells a different story.
I don't think so.
Why is basketball even still going on? Didn't we just have the March Madness?
Basketball is the longest postseason in the history of like any sport.
The Toronto Raptors are taking on the Golden State Warriors in the finals. That's we're in the finals of that too.
I mean, doesn't it kick back up again in like a month?
September.
There really is like a short off season if you make it all the way to the end.
I read an article about it, and the woman said that she cannot believe the bullying she's going through right now on social media.
I feel terrible for her.
She got death threats, and she says there's absolutely no hostility. I was trying to be a great host. They've been to 3 or 4 games with us before, and we've gone to dinner with the couple several times.
Sure, but that's not to say, like, I've been to dinner with lots of people that I'm like, oh God, is she still talking? You know what I mean? Like,
Maybe. I don't know. She's got big gold over the knee boots on, so she's extra.
Yeah, she's definitely over the top, which is fine. Maybe there is nothing going on between them. But I know I'm friendly with people. Like, I even have friends that I'm like, okay, that's enough. Like, let's just stop.
She told ESPN's Ramona Shelburne that Jay-Z asked for a vodka soda, and she leaned over into the space near Beyonce because of the loudness of the crowd to ask him if he wanted a lime with it. At that point, Beyonce is seen looking serious and then down at the floor. There was no hostility, she said. All I was trying to do was be a good hostess to our friends.
You know what, though? What was with the nudge at the end?
What do you mean? She was getting back in her seat. Do you know how tight those seats are?
They're so tight, I broke the arm when I went to the the Checkers game.
Listen, I don't know. It looked like a straight-up nudge to me.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that the internet stinks and people need to... the internet's great. Social media stinks. People need to read facts.
I'm just saying I've moved way past the point of caring about this stupid conversation minutes ago.
All right. Well, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you when Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are planning on walking down the aisle. Finally.
Speaking of walking down the aisle, we're celebrating the graduates today on the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. Congratulations to everyone who is putting a cap and gown on no matter what year you're graduating. We have a friend on the show named Farmer Dan from Burke County. Farmer Dan's going to call in less than 10 minutes and give us a little graduation advice, a little commencement speech.
I'd like to find the inside of a Burke County farmer and get inside their mind.
He's going to take a break from the farm and talk to you, the graduates, in less than 10 minutes. You've got to be here for it on KISS 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Like me talking to my wife. All the hits, KISS 95.1. It's the Maney, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
That's some good stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I think we've all been there before. Where you say, I'm sorry, and it's not enough, and you got to come back with the, I'm so sorry.
I let you down.
I've let you down. Yes, I have. Now, we don't want to let our graduates down, do we?
No. We have Farmer Dan in Burke County.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get inside the mind of a farmer and what he is going to say to the graduates.
Yeah, a little commencement speech. We'll pick him up here in just a second. We want to remind everyone that you got $100 coming your way at 7 a.m. this morning.
We have Farmer Dan. Hey, Farmer Dan.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing well. For those who don't know, Farmer Dan is one of our radio family members. One of our... he never knew we existed until I think one of his friends forced him to listen.
Right around St. Paddy's Day, he called in. He was not up to his best ability the day after St. Paddy's Day, and he was dying laughing at that.
Now he's a wonderful character on our show, and we love it when you call back in. Farmer Dan, it's the end of the school year. A lot of people are graduating. What is like a little commencement speech? What's some advice you have?
Well, I guess first and foremost, the graduating class, like of 2019, you guys did it, you passed. So I guess since graduating, what I've learned is it's okay to not know what you want to be when you grow up. So I'm 23 and I still don't know what I want to be. Also, it's okay to fail. You don't always have to be the best at everything you do. At least you tried. Like I graduated 5 years ago and I've had about 5 different jobs. But I'm just now at a job where I think I'm really going to stay for a while. So if you bounce from job to job after you graduate, that's really fine.
What are some of the 5 jobs you had before you were a farmer?
Well, I mean, the first job I had, sounds crazy, the first job I had, I was a painted parking lots for the parking lot and more.
Okay, what else?
The second job, I was a lifeguard.
Oh, okay.
Third job, I was a fireman. I actually worked for the city. I was a fireman for a little while. Yep.
What, you don't trust Farmer Dan?
No, I just, that's a lot of different, like, it's a wide spectrum of things.
Yes.
Dude, I know. I did a lot of things growing up.
He was trying it all.
I think I worked at a furniture factory.
Okay. All right. So his point, graduates, is don't feel like you have to have the answer to life right after you get out of high school or college. Okay.
High school really is like, is almost a starting point, really, in your life. You don't really start your whole life until you get out of high school. That's really where you're starting to sprout out.
Amen.
Yeah, that's true.
Should the average graduate know how to milk a cow?
Now, that, in Burke County, your average graduate, yeah, it's probably like 51%. But, like, I guess in Charlotte, where y'all are from, the average graduate, It's probably like -6%.
Okay.
I like your math.
I don't know what a cow is.
No, we can point a cow out of a farm, out of an animal lineup, yes. All right, what else, Farmer Dan? I like this. The commencement speech from Farmer Dan. Go ahead.
And let's see. Another thing I had written down. Don't be caught up. Don't be so caught up in starting your life that you forget to live your life.
Wow. Ooh.
What fortune cookie did you find that in?
Actually, I'll be honest with you. My wife wrote that down.
I love it.
That was the speech of my life, so that was the first one.
All right, man.
I love it. And in closing,
get out there. Go to college. If there's anybody that's sending you letters to go be a lawyer or a doctor, accept them. If not, do not ever be afraid to try farming. I mean, I'm like throwing that out there for anybody. Don't be afraid to try farming. That's still on the table.
Farmer
for
Dan,
the graduates.
Are you just trying to get some summer help? Is that what this is? Get some extra hands
on
the
my
farm?
Insta. Are you doing internships on the farm?
Hey, we can do some internships.
Life lessons with Farmer Dan.
All right, man.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Farmer Dan. I think that's really important for people to hear, right? Straight from a farmer. Did you go to college?
I did a year in college, man. And I was just not really what I wanted to do. So I got out. And like I said, I don't really have any regrets. So that's nothing that I'm like kicking myself for. But I mean, college, like I said, is for a bunch of people. It just wasn't for me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Farmer Dan's slogan is move over, graduates. There's a whole world out there for you. All right. Thanks, Dan. Get back on the farm, bud.
All right. Y'all get back to work. Be good.
See you, bud.
Don't cry over spilled milk.
No. The cliches of graduation.
You'll hear it ceremony. This weekend. Avoid this like the plague. And when you get out there, let your hair down. Be you.
Live, laugh, love.
That's a good one. I can tell you, this is the truth. If you look outside, you can see the weather. When it rains, it pours, graduates. By the way, am I the only one that finds it odd that most of the schools graduate in a facility and not at the football field, like where I graduated high school from?
I did not graduate in a football field. We were at an arena, like a really big arena.
Yeah.
Were you too, Roy?
Yeah.
I don't know, high school graduated at an arena?
Salem
or
High School, yeah.
Salem High?
Was there a lot of people in your graduating class? That's why we did.
No, it wasn't. Well, it was like 500.
We had over 1,000.
We only had 200 and maybe 300 kids, but we graduated on the football field, and then, like, if it rained, we were in the gym.
Oh, wow.
It's fancy, though. You guys are fancy. What about you, Nicole, up in Raleigh? Did you guys go to a location, or was it at your school?
Well, my high school had, like, 2 campuses, so we graduated from the convention center.
Okay.
And by the way, not like it was fancy. It's not like they decorated the arena. It was a stage and a podium.
Right.
Yeah, but you still had it at the arena. I mean, some schools have it at the Spectrum Center, Bojangles Coliseum.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, here's what we'll do. Since there's so many people graduating, if you want to let your graduate get a shout-out on the air, text us their names, 704-570-9595. Then coming up, like, just before 7, we'll read out as many names as we can so that you guys can be proud of your graduates. From the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and the Lorenz Morning Show. Ariana Grande is going to be here Monday, I believe.
Yeah, there is a good article on Kiss95.1.com on what you can and can't bring into the arena. They've changed the rules because of Ariana, you know, obviously with her history and unfortunate incidents. So make sure you head over to Kiss95.1.com. You can go look that up.
But
Roy, give us, before we get into the names here, sorry, buddy, give us one of your inspirational quotes as the commencement speaker at our graduation.
Sure. What doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And there's no time like the present.
You should just take like a little tally at your graduation this weekend. Like just take like a little pen, and every time somebody says something cliche, like make a little notch.
Yes, and then tell us about it.
Mm-hmm.
If opportunity doesn't knock, build a door.
Okay. Thought you were going to say if opportunity knocks, open the door.
Hey, congratulations to everyone who is graduating. Like we've said all morning, no matter what grade it is, We have some names that we want to read here. Avery Calkins and Kalina Wilkins.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to you guys.
Janelle Craig.
Emma Davies. And Ansley Zabrinsky from Marvin Ridge. Hey, my high school. Good for you guys.
Look at you.
Yeah, Marvin Ridge was right to the top of the list, by the way.
Ariana Gallagher.
Haley Melton from Central Cabarrus High School. Congratulations.
Emma Davies.
Elizabeth Morrill, graduating tomorrow from Forest View High School in Gastonia.
Nice.
Roy, you want to read one?
I'm just trying to keep up with you guys. Did you guys say Antonella Ravenel?
No.
Oh. Antonella Ravenel?
Courtney Gaskey.
They're coming in so fast.
I like that you guys are doing them like you're giving them their diploma.
Taylor.
Justin Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor Rydell. It's always funny when they mess up your name. Like, my cousin's name is Monsour, but it's spelled like Monsour. And so I used to love it every time, like, any of my cousins graduated, because it'd be like, Brittany Monsour. Like, that is not her name.
Someone sent a text message, said, I'm not wanting to give anyone a shout out. I just want you guys to realize that not every class is big. I graduated with just 52 people.
Wow.
52 people?
Yeah. That must be some reunion.
Seriously. And you knew everybody's name.
Someone named Taylor is having surgery to remove a tumor from his chest right after graduation. Aww. Good luck and congratulations on Taylor graduating. Let's see.
Nicole Salzo. Congratulations.
Nice. Janelle Craig. Cuthbertson High School. Sierra Hilton.
We should never.
Spent senior year as a volunteer firefighter doing clinicals
for
first responders.
Do they do that? Do they? They don't say that when you graduate, though.
Well,
right?
That was on
they
the
just
text,
call your
though.
Name. I know, but I was wondering if they did a little bio, smaller classes. I don't know. Maybe they did.
I'm like Ron Burgundy. If it's on the teleprompter, I will read it.
I graduated with advanced honors, and they said that. And with advanced honors, Roy Brown. Well, this is so funny. I graduated with advanced honors. I was a smart kid.
Advanced honors, Roy Brown. We don't know either. Well, you are smart, dude. You passed your realtor test in the first shot. Not a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Jesse Bellflower, congratulations.
Shout out to all of Miss Parker's first graders graduating today.
Yay! Aww. Alyssa Irvin from North Gaston High School.
I mean, can you really graduate from first grade? Can we talk about that?
Of course you can. That's a milestone.
Okay.
Do you know, I'm going to bawl like a baby when Cash graduates first grade.
Aww. I know, it is sweet. I had a little tear in my eye. Nicole, by the way, congratulations to Nicole Sazo. There we go.
Yeah, and also there's one person with, you know, like how doctors have MD after their name? This kid has things after her name. Jennifer Baliu, and it's comma PA-C. What does that mean?
I don't know. It means important.
Maybe that's like some advanced honors that we don't know about.
Oh, I have another Marvin Ridge High School one I have to read. Ania Blanton. Congratulations. Loren, tell everyone congratulations one more time because we can't read everybody's name anymore.
I know. Congratulations. You guys did it.
Also, I'm getting quite a bit of hate mail about me saying first graders can't graduate. I just want to apologize
for
that comment. I've already been in trouble once with the bosses again. I can't afford another screw up. So if I offended you, you can graduate from first grade and I apologize.
And remember, class of 2019, don't judge a book by its cover. And whatever you do, do not tell someone to go climb a tree. That will not get you hired.
No, but the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Thank Amen to that. All right, let's give away some money.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds of cash on Kiss 95.1.
704-570-9595. Call number 9. $100 is on the line. Name the song. And you win the cash. 5 seconds to cash with the Naked Boy of the Rim Morning Show. It's Kiss 95.1. Good luck.
WNKS, WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right. We got Stacy in Statesville. Hey, Stacy.
Hey.
Hi. More like Staceville.
Yeah, I know, small town.
You don't have to laugh at that. Listen, it's 5 seconds to cash.
We're gonna play dad jokes all day.
We're gonna play 5 seconds of a song. If you can name the song, you're gonna get $100. Stacy in Statesville, are you ready?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready.
Didn't sound very certain, but here we go. Don't believe me, just well. Hey, oh. Ooh, Stacy in Statesville. Name that song.
Uptown Funk.
That's right, you just got $100. Congratulations, Stacy. Yes, that is Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. $100 going into your pockets for the weekend.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations, Stacy. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything good?
It's gonna rain, so who knows?
I know. They've been saying that for the last 3 days, and
it hasn't really happened.
It hasn't rained where I lived, but.
But you know what? If it does pour, take the money, go to the movie theater, and have a good old time.
There you go.
You
know?
Yep. Sounds good.
All right, Stacy, thank you so much for being part of the Manny Roy and the Wren Show family. We thank you for listening. We're going to give another $100 away again at noon with Cameron, so make sure everyone's listening for that, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, hold on a second.
Stay on the line.
Okay. So there was a big breakup that happened. Loren was on this from the beginning of the week saying that there was rumors that Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend, Irina, were going to break up.
Mm-hmm.
So it was officially yesterday.
Yeah, they officially, it's official.
Okay.
The two most beautiful humans in America are breaking up.
And you said this morning in your 6:30 dirty that you were heartbroken.
I am.
Okay, well, I would like to say something
sad for them
that I saw yesterday from a lot of people who didn't agree with you, Loren.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because they haven't been agreeing with me for the last 6 months.
All right, we're going to talk about this, and then we need to hear from you guys. Was there somebody in your life who you are excited to see break up with someone? Because you didn't like that other person, you didn't think they were good for each other. We're going to talk about that coming up right after the Jonas Brothers.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
I'm so upset about this breakup. Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk have decided to go their separate ways after 4 years of dating. They have a little girl together. I feel bad because I feel like this whole thing started because of A Star Is Born and fans calling for Bradley to break up with Irina and date Lady Gaga.
During award season, it was definitely odd to see the connection of Bradley and Lady Gaga up on stage accepting the award and showing Irina in the crowd kind of by herself.
Why is that weird?
But they're actors. The problem is not the chemistry that they had on camera. It's everyone around them calling for them to break up and infiltrating their relationship.
Okay, so Bradley Cooper and Irina break up, and now they're both single. So I know a lot, Loren's not happy about it, but I know a lot of people out there are happy about it because they feel like, A, and gives them a shot at Bradley Cooper or Irina, whichever one you want, or B, you would like to see them with another celebrity. But I want to break this down. You guys, we need to take calls from people who are dealing with this in real life scenario where there's someone in your life who you are happy to see break up with someone. Obviously, there's reasons. Abuse, definitely a good reason.
Of course.
Definitely a good reason. So let's take that off the table. We don't need calls from people who say, hey, he was abusive or she was abusive, so I'm glad they're done.
Verbally
or physically. Yeah. Everybody knows that that should be gone. What other reason were you happy that someone in your life broke up with their partner?
Like, did you hate whenever you go out to lunch with them and he chewed with his mouth open? And you're like, oh, gosh, can she dump this pig? You know?
Maybe he wore the same shirt every day. Whatever it was, 704-570-9595, because this is real life. Bradley Cooper and Irina, that's celebrity world.
Yeah.
But in real life, were you happy to see someone break up with somebody? 704-570-9595. Maybe a family member.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I had a friend that we were all excited when she dumped her guy because he was like a habitual liar and he would lie about the stupidest things.
Weird.
And to the point, like, the lies were so petty, you were like, you gotta have. There's a problem somewhere there. You know what I mean? Like there's a bigger underlying issue, which like there's no need to lie about that.
Sure. Yeah. So, Lauren, how quickly, as we're waiting for a producer Nicole to grab these calls, how quickly will the Lady Gaga, because she's single also, she broke up with her man before Bradley Cooper did a couple months ago.
I don't think Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are going to get together. I think that they both know that that was an on-camera, like, flame chemistry, and, like, that's all it was. I hope that he doesn't leave Irina and his child to then go and be with Lady Gaga. I have so much respect for Lady Gaga. I wouldn't think that she would do that. But, I mean, they've been having problems for quite some time, and they've spent some time apart to kind of test the waters. And they know that it's going to be difficult and, you know, different to just call it what it is and call it quits. That's different than just taking a break. But they're still living together currently because they have this little girl together, and they're not quite sure how to, you know, carry on for her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I usually base our conversations on the reaction that we get from people. Mm-hmm. And based on the reaction of our phones and our text messages, I would say that maybe this doesn't, maybe there's a lot of people out there who aren't happy or don't even realize that they're happy that someone in their life has ended a relationship. Maybe they feel bad feeling excited or happy about it.
Maybe.
Because isn't it petty if you're excited that your friend broke up with their girlfriend or boyfriend?
Depends.
Because now you get your friend back?
Yes, but that's kind of where I was about to go with this. I think we've all had the friend that disappears when they get into a relationship.
Yeah.
So that to me is, I don't want to say the most obnoxious, but it's like they lose themselves in another person, and you just want to tell them, like, you can stand on your own two feet. You can still be you and have an identity without him, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point.
Let's bring in Ashley in Rock Hill. Hey, Ashley.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Ashley, it says here the whole town was happy for you after the breakup.
So me and my husband had been together for 10 years. We have two adorable children. It's probably the only thing good that came out of that relationship.
Well, that's great.
Yep. But when I told him that I wanted to separate almost a year ago, I had an outpouring outreach of friends that I hadn't talked to in years because they were proud of me for leaving him.
Good.
Yeah, and they just never told you that.
It's not always a bad thing.
Yeah. No, I don't think it is always a bad thing. I think sometimes it's a good thing. You're right.
Sure.
Yep. But a lot of your friends didn't want to tell you that, though, while you were dating him, did they, Ashley?
Right. They didn't want to tell me because, you know, they thought we were happy because things that happen behind closed doors you don't always see. And,
yep.
You know.
Sure.
It's true. All right. Thanks, Ashley. We're happy you're happy.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. I love listening to you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ashley. And there's a whole lot of people out there, Roy, that are happy about this Bradley Cooper and Irina breakup.
I know.
No.
They are.
They want the Lady Gaga thing to happen. We got another text. I hope that my mom breaks up with her boyfriend because I used to date the boyfriend and everything's weird now.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Whoa. Hey-o. All right, we want to grab more calls on this. Give us a call, 704-570-9595. Why were you glad that someone in your life broke up with their partner?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So the Jonas Brothers live a pretty glamorous life. I think we can all agree. But in a recent interview with Harper's Bazaar, Nick revealed that he would quite rather live on a farm and just have a quiet life.
Oh, we can set that up with Farmer Daniel.
I know.
Bird County, not far away.
Yeah, he called in this morning and gave a commencement speech to the class of 2019.
Yeah, they have something in common.
Careful what you ask for, Nick. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I thought we had audio. I saw Jonas Brothers.
No, actually, okay. We're going there next, so you're good. Halsey did just cover Sucker, which is a Jonas Brothers song.
You know what? We have that audio.
Awesome, let's play it. You make me my typical me, break my typical
rules, cause it's true, I'm a sucker for you. Oh, I don't like that version. I like the upbeat one.
Oh, really?
That's like a
it's like a
lounge lizard version.
Yeah. Very loungy. So I'm sure that you guys have seen this, and I did want to talk about this. There's this terrible, like, so it's Gay Pride Month, and there's this terrible organization that's trying to do a straight pride parade.
Doesn't surprise me.
Well,
and by the way, and it's the 50th anniversary since the Stonewall Raid.
Right. So the community tried to make Brad Pitt the face of their movement.
The straight movement?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they listed the actor as their like official mascot and congratulated him on being the face of an important civil rights movement.
He agreed to this?
No, he did not.
Oh, I was about to get really upset.
No, and he's upset about it. Chris Evans has already spoke out about, you know, boycotting the parade. And now Brad Pitt is like, I mean, he got whirlwind into this and he didn't even ask for it.
I bet he's getting attorneys involved.
Oh, I'm sure.
For stealing his identity like that.
Yeah.
Listen, straight people.
You guys get more protections. You guys get everything. Yeah. Can we have our one thing?
We are not ostracized. We are not beaten because of our sexuality.
The church doesn't shame you.
We are not shamed by the church. We don't need a parade. We don't need to walk around with our chest out and our chins up saying, look at us, look at us. Please.
Unless you're really attractive, then you can walk with your chest out.
If you're hot and you have hair on your chest, then yes, let it out. Right, Roy? You're always find comedy in this show.
Not over this. Yeah.
I'm kidding, of course.
That's just ridiculousness.
Yeah, stop being so straight people.
This is Pride Month.
Yeah,
let's get on it, people. Uh-huh.
All right, so Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin, they may be planning their wedding for this September. They wanted to do it around their like 1 year anniversary for when they officially got married, and that would be September. Plus, they were waiting until Justin was in a better place mentally, while all signs seem to them walking down the aisle in September. So I think we would all be very excited to see that. Mm. And that is your dirty.
No, you're not going to mention that Chernobyl was the most watched TV show of all time?
No, I'm not.
What episode are you on, Roy?
I'm on two. Don't spoil anything. I love the show.
But you know how it ends. I mean, it's like it's a history TV show.
No, the reactor hasn't blown yet, so I'm still waiting.
yeah, you missed it because it blows right away in episode one.
I don't know, but Handmaid's Tale is back, so I'll be doing that this weekend.
I was just reading, Loren, though. I just wanted to mention this. It's pretty funny that Russia hates HBO's version of Chernobyl so much that they're going to do their own version of it.
Wait, they're not still like... Russia still doesn't think that it wasn't a big deal, right? They're not still...
From the article said that they did not like the way the Americans portrayed Russian life. Like with the cars and the old beat up apartments and all that stuff.
Well, get this. The people who are acting are British, so...
I can't get over that on the show. That.
I know you two were all caught up on
they
that.
They don't sound Russian at all. Like at all.
No, they didn't even try.
So, you know, if you could suspend belief and reality for just a little bit, Chernobyl's great. But listen, we got to get to Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. She's got, what, like two wins?
Yeah, that's it.
Call now. Take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Find out what you can and can't bring to the Ariana concert at the Spectrum Center. Head over to kiss951.com to get all the info, because I know that's a huge thing, what you can bring in the way of bags. That's up there now on the website.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Emily, welcome to the Meet Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Hi. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today to start off the weekend.
How are y'all?
What are you doing?
I'm actually getting breakfast at Chick-fil-A right now.
You're at Chick-fil-A?
Yes.
Oh, bring us some.
Yeah. Are you at the window, or did you already pass through the ordering part?
I was actually getting my ordering. I dropped my card, so I had to get out and get it.
Oh, no.
All right, let's play quick, because she's distracted right now.
Oh, no, you're fine.
All right, throw her out of the studio.
Follow
her
and get out.
I'm going.
All right. Loren putting her headphones down, walking out. She's wearing a cape.
Sorry.
She just screamed, I am not. She's wearing, I don't even know what to describe that, but she's out of the studio. She can no longer hear these questions.
Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Emily at the Chick-fil-A in Edgemore. Here we go. This boy band of brothers who have ties to the town of Belmont just released their comeback album today. Who is that?
Jonas Brothers.
And people are thinking Justin Bieber and his wife may be planning a September wedding. His wife is?
Hailey Baldwin.
And Rob Kardashian is not back. And by the way, we will accept that answer. We also would have accepted Bieber. We have to tell everyone because they'll text us. Rob Kardashian is not back on Insta, and his mom is now in control of his social media. Who is his mommy?
Chris Jenner.
Fans are laughing at the typo in Taylor Swift's new merch. Who is her boyfriend? I know, you gotta get this one. She will.
Alwine. Oh,
Three, two.
I can't remember his
one.
Name.
Okay, no answer there. And question five. This HBO show about a Russian nuclear meltdown has passed Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad as the highest rated audience show of all time. What show is that?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay,
I
don't remember that one. Just talked about it. All right, come on in, Lorraine.
She got three correct, Lorraine.
All right.
All right. There she is with her cape on.
It's not a cape. It's a kimono. And
it
I've
is
worn
a kimono.
It in here before. You guys act like...
It's just extra kimono today.
When you walk out, it whips around.
It flies around. Looks like a cape. All right. Emily got three correct, Lorraine. Let's see how you do. This boy band of brothers with ties to the town of Belmont just released their comeback album today. Who are they?
That would be the Jonas Brothers.
1-1.
And people are thinking that Justin Bieber and his wife may be planning a September wedding. Who is his wife?
Hailey Baldwin Bieber.
That is correct. It's 2-2.
Rob Kardashian is not back on Insta, and his mom is actually now in control of his social media. Who is his mommy?
Kris Jenner.
That is 3-3. Correct.
Fans are laughing at a typo in T-Swift's new merch. Who is her boyfriend?
Joe Alwyn.
That is correct. Bonus point, what is the typo in the merch?
Oh, I have it sitting on my desk for the next 30.
See, we should have asked that one. We would have
right
stumped
here.
Her.
It's right here.
Oh, wow, it's currently 4-3.
Emily didn't get that one right either. Oh, you got that one right, Lorraine. Emily did not. Question five. This HBO show about a Russian nuclear meltdown has just surpassed Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad as the highest audience-rated TV show of all time. The name of that show is...
Sorry, you're going to have to read it for me again. You asked me the other thing, and I was looking up that.
Focus. Okay. It's important. This HBO show about a Russian nuclear meltdown has passed Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad as the highest audience-rated TV show of all time.
Is it that we were just talking about? Chernova?
That is.
Did I say it wrong? I say it wrong.
It's Chernobyl.
Oh, Chernobyl.
Not Chernova. But she got that incorrect as well. Final score 4-3. Lorraine, you have two wins. Chernova. That's cool.
Russia likes that you don't know the name of it. All right, Emily. Not quite a win, but Lorraine wants to hear it, I'm sure.
Sorry, Lorraine. Guess I can't beat you this time, but I will one day.
It's all right. Thanks for playing, Emily. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, get through that drive-thru, Emily, at the Chick-fil-A. She's probably already done. They move you so fast for that Chick-fil-A.
I know. Bang.
Done. Okay, now, graduation is here for everyone. So we're going to celebrate you this weekend. It's going to rain, but who cares? We're going to kick off the legendary Friday free-for-all in 5 minutes. The music that's going to pump you up for the weekend.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Taylor Swift, me, all the hits. Kiss 95.1, Manny, Roy, and the Ram. We got your 21 Pilots tickets with meet and greet passes. 704-570-9595. Call number 9. You grab these tickets.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, speaking of that Taylor Swift song you just heard, she put out some merchandise, and there was a spelling error on the merch. Apparently, there's a lyric in the song that says, "You're the only one of you, baby, that's the fun of you."
Mm-hmm.
But the apostrophe on "your" is in the wrong spot.
Aww.
Yeah. So, I'm sure those will be on sale soon. We have a ton of new music. Of course, it's New Music Friday. We will get to the Jonas Brothers, I think, last. Like, let's just make it hold out a little bit longer for the Jonas Brothers, because that's the one we all really want to hear.
What do we got?
Avicii has a new song out. Of course, Avicii has passed away, but he left some songs undone. And Chris Martin is on this track as well, and he went back into the studio to help finish this. It's called Heaven.
Listen, I love Chris Martin. I love Coldplay, and rest Avicii's soul. But all Chris Martin songs have that same kind of
this thing
tempo beat thing.
Well, you could say that about a lot of people.
Yeah,
I am saying it about a lot of people. But right now, I'm saying it about Chris Martin.
Okay.
Like, I can pull out Justin Timberlake. I can pull out
me. I like
like that song.
I liked it too. I'm just saying, Chris Martin's got a thing about him.
Yeah. Okay, so Snoop and Black Eyed Peas have a new song out. This is Be Nice.
Be different. Be nice.
Black Eyed Peas is back together.
Nice.
Everybody except Apple D.
Wait, Fergie's not in it?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. That was only her chance to... That's like her one shot at getting back in show.
Taboo, she's Apple fine. D, Will I Am.
Jeez. Wow, tough crowd this morning.
No Fergie.
You know what? Never mind. I'm not playing the Jonas Brothers. No. What are you guys going to say about that?
I was making a joke. It's a comedy
now
show.
Now you want to hear new music. I'm just kidding. All right, so the Jonas Brothers, their album did drop. We've got two for you. Manny, which one do you want to play first? Hesitate or Only Human?
Only Human.
Okay. Dance in the living room, love with a little too drunk. It's only human, you know that it's real.
So why would you fight? Try to deny the way that you feel. Nice. Good for the boys.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then we've got Hesitate, too.
I promise we'll figure this out.
Which brother was that?
One of the two. Kevin didn't sing.
Nice.
He does it.
They were just on, did you have Good Morning America or the Today Show?
Today Show.
Only Nick is talking.
Yeah, Kevin doesn't talk. He doesn't even get a microphone. I'm not even kidding.
It's like the Roy
of the band.
What?
You always complain that you can never get a word in on
I
the
know.
Show.
You two Yankees talk a thing mile a minute. I can't get a word in.
Right, come on, we gotta go because we got Miss USA sitting outside, ready to jump in here and hang with us.
Yes. Okay. So my ladies that wear either fake engagement rings because you work at a bar, or you want a fake set while you travel and you don't take your good jewelry. I found a company out of Charleston, South Carolina, and they make like dummy rings and sets that you can wear.
Okay.
And they're supposed to be really good quality. They're not supposed to tarnish your finger or anything like that. And we'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
Okay, good. Thank you. Chesley Christ, her name is. She's from Charlotte, and she is our Miss USA. Or is it Miss America?
It's Miss USA.
Okay, good, Loren.
There's a difference.
Loren would know. She's in the pageant business, too. So we're going to listen to the two of them talk. We're going to have some fun with Chesley. And then we're going to play Family Feud with her.
Okay.
All right, it's all coming up in what, Roy?
Give us like five.
Okay, sounds good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. It is a special day. A very special day because we have an in-studio celebrity guest.
Yeah, that rarely happens.
Yeah.
Was your phone talking?
Yeah, my phone Siri just went off.
Congratulations. Let's welcome Roy's phone Siri to the show this morning. Loren, from one beauty pageant person to another... Welcome Chesley Christ to the studio,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, Miss USA.
The beauty pageant person to another. That's so cute. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Listen, whenever we talk about Miss USA, Loren breaks it down for us. Like, you know, whenever there's a Miss USA competition, she talks about everything about
it. Super Bowl.
I think it's every girl Super Bowl. But these two don't even know the difference between Miss America and Miss USA, so I very often have to break it down for them that way too.
Yeah, most people don't.
Yeah.
All right. So, my first question is: being Miss USA, are you automatically then in the Miss Universe?
Yes,
contest.
Yes. I'm the representative for the U.S. Oh, Miss Universe.
Awesome!
Oh, you guys are here in Charlotte.
Sweet. Thank
so
you.
Exciting.
When does that go down?
It'll be at the end of this year. We're thinking. So last year's was in December 2018. It's usually every year around the same time.
Okay. And you also, if I'm right, qualify for the final rounds of The Voice. Is that true?
I'm sparing you guys by not singing, I promise you.
Chesley, I wanted to see the Mikimoto crown. I was like, she's going to come in with a crown on.
Where's the crown? We've got it here with us.
I usually just
don't wear it. But
my God.
Yeah, Loren would totally wear it all the time.
I probably would, quite honestly.
Interesting, because there's not a new crown that's made every year. Mm-hmm. So this is the same crown that Shandy Phinisee and Susie Castillo were crowned in back in 2003 and 2004. So,
You literally pass
the same crown around.
Is this the Steve Harvey crown?
It was Miss Universe. But
I can't remember if it was back at that point. Was it back at that point? Because the Mikimoto crown, when I competed at Miss USA in 2008, the Mickey Moto Crown, that was the last year they had it. Then it went away, and then it came back again. Right. And I think every pageant fan in America was so excited about the crown.
You told us to pull you back in.
I know. I'm sorry. I said, I'm going to go pageant on you, so just pull me back in when I do.
So we're talking about the Mickey. It looks like feathers almost. It's got like real pearls and real diamonds on it. And so, yeah, again, it's very, very delicate. So I don't wear it very often. I wore it when I was crowned, and then I wore it for like two events during my homecoming. And those are the only times I've actually worn the crown. So
I would lose the dang thing if you have to keep passing it around. Could you imagine if I had control over
it? I'd be
that?
Trading it for gas.
Pearls, too.
I need $50 from gas. Can you want to take this thing? We are so proud of you, Chesley. What do you know the history? I mean, how many Miss North Carolina's won Miss USA?
I'm the third.
You're the third.
Yes. Awesome. So Kristen Dalton won in 2009, 10 years ago, which is really cool. And then Chelsea Cooley, who is also from Charlotte, I believe she went to Independence High School, won in 2005.
Wow.
Yeah, really cool. I remember going to, I was volunteering for my law firm. It's like Service Juris Day, like, of course, because lawyers have to have a special name for volunteer days. And we went to Independence High School to volunteer, and I remember walking into their cafeteria, and they had this huge poster up of a picture of Chelsea Cooley, because I believe she went to Independence High School.
Yeah.
Really cool. So cool. And you are, you're an attorney, which is incredible.
Yes.
And you went to USC, is that right?
Yes, I went to South Carolina. And it makes me so happy every time everybody says that you went to USC, because, like, people usually call it like the University of South Carolina, and they're like, USC is in California. But yes, I went to USC.
Yeah, you're on here. Yeah. Yeah.
And Chesley isn't a practicing attorney, and like Minnie said, but you also, one of your clients is Miss America.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
Which confuses
cool.
a lot of people. They're like, does that usually happen? I'm like, no, I don't think so. But yeah, so Nia is a good friend of mine. She and I, she competed in the pageant when I was giving up my title, a local title here in Charlotte. And that's when we met. She went to the North Carolina School of the Arts in Winston-Salem when I was at Wake Forest. And so, you know, we had a friendship. And then when she won Miss America, she was like, I need somebody to help me with all these contracts. Will you help me? And I was like, yeah.
That's cool, because this is the very first time ever Miss America, Miss USA, and Miss Teen USA are beautiful women of color. So this
is great.
Triple That's crown cool. right now. This is really a cool moment.
Yeah. So when you go that night to the competition, there's 50 other women. Roy, 50 states, 50 women.
That makes sense.
You're one of 50. Personally, how do you feel walking in there? Do you get an idea that, like, it's your night? Do you have a feeling like that? Because it's not like a sport where you're like, my stroke was on in basketball or a tennis player. Serena's like, I was serving better than anybody in the tournament, so I knew going in. For a competition like this, a beauty competition, to win Miss USA, did you have something that made you think, like, this is my night?
No, I really just wanted to make top 15. Because you're right. I mean, there were 51 contestants, 50 states in the District of Columbia. And I
got
think
it wrong.
The interesting.
51.
Oh, close. But I think the difference between competing at Miss USA and, you know, competing in athletic competition is, like, you know, in a competition like that, like, everybody knows, like, what Serena's swing looked like. Yeah. Everybody knows, like, how the competition went in, like, the Final Four before she got to, like, finals. And like, or you know, in basketball or something like that. So the difference is at Miss USA, like, you didn't see everybody's interview. You know, nobody saw that. You have a private interview for 8 minutes each contestant, and you have no idea what went on. And that's a huge part of the competition.
So
I went in thinking, like, you know, if I could make top 15, I thought I blew my interview. So if I can make top 15, I'll be okay.
What happens in an interview that you think you blew it?
So the judges asked me a question, and I just thought I gave a really terrible answer that would, like, was borderline offensive. And so,
well,
gets likes on Insta and Twitter. So
but I just didn't think it was very good. And so, like, I remember the judges, like, you have two panels, you know, one panel for 4 minutes, another panel for 4 minutes, and in my second panel, they asked me how important it was to be authentic. And I said, you know, it's very important to be authentic. And I was thinking about law school when I would volunteer for a bunch of organizations because they just sounded good, rather than, like, volunteering for something I was passionate about. So I was thinking about that when I was answering, but I just didn't actually tell them that. And so I was like, yeah, you know, it's really important to be authentic because, you know, if you volunteer for something that doesn't actually mean something to you, you're not going to care when you go to appearances. You're not going to care about, you know, the people that you meet. But if you do care and you're passionate about something, you're actually going to be very engaging, and you're going to be able to speak to people on a different level. And so I walked out of the interview. I was like, oh my God, I just told them I'm not going to care when I go to appearances. Like, how do you do that? So I just stressed about it so much, and I just really worried about it. And so I was like, if I could just make top 15, I'll be okay.
Well, listen, can you hang out with us for a little bit?
Yeah.
All right, Miss USA, Chesley Christ in the studio. She's from North Carolina, Charlotte, and we are going to talk a little bit about, I figured since graduations are happening, maybe you could give the graduates, the class of 2019, some advice.
Of course, I would love to.
And then we're going to have fun and play, what's your favorite game show on TV?
What's my favorite game show? Mm-hmm. What's the one that Steve Harvey's on now?
Yes,
Family Feud.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to play the Family Feud with you.
It's going to be
the Beauties versus the Beasts. Loren and Chesley versus Roy and I. We're going to do that coming up. More with Chesley Christ, Miss USA, right here on the Katie Ryan Loren Show. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
That's Dan and Shay Speechless, Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. We still have the one and only Chesley Christ, and it's Miss USA, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I always get the two confused.
Between Miss America and Miss USA?
Yeah. But we're so happy that you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's cool because Loren is such the pageant girl, being Miss Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
well, it's even cooler because this year, Miss America and Miss USA are both originally from North Carolina. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Oh, yeah. So it's cool. I understand getting them confused.
Yeah.
Big crowns here in Charlotte.
I wanted to ask you because Loren's been kind of outspoken about it. And I know Miss USA has opinions on things, too. Loren's also a dancer. She was a former honeybee and Miami Dolphins dancer. And, there's the controversy going around about how, women are just being used in pageants and in dancing and stuff. But you guys, I don't think everybody realizes the positivity that comes out of that side of it as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. I think it's a huge issue, and I think that's something that it's a goal of mine to change this year.
Oh, good.
Because I think there are so many women who are incredibly accomplished who competed at Miss USA with me, and what Miss USA did is it gave us all a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Because before they announced the top 10, they literally played a video for all of us, and literally they just said, whatever you want to talk about, whatever is most important to you, that's what you're going to say. And very few people get that opportunity to be on national television and talk about anything they want to talk about. So for me, it's important that people know that the women who compete have depth, and that we are using this opportunity to spread a message that's important to us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that's like the biggest misconception when people, see a pageant girl, they think, oh, they're just a pretty face. And I think Chesley is like the epitome of what Miss USA should be because she's smart, she's beautiful, she has it all going for her, and she's not afraid to get in front of a group of people and speak her mind and say what she feels.
Thank you. I wish I could start my day like this every day.
Come in. We'll make it happen.
And every time you talk, I get drawn in. Listen to every word. And you know, with the graduation happening, I mean, everyone's doing the commencement ceremonies. We've been doing this all week of us doing our own goofy ones.
Oh, really?
Because every one of the speeches has that, every cloud has a silver lining.
Cliches.
Yeah, the cliche.
Unless you're Oprah, and then Oprah does like a really good one.
Whenever says you can do something, you know that you can do it.
Yeah. Like, okay, Oprah. Although this year she was just like trying to sell her book or something.
Yeah, she gave her books away.
Everybody got a copy of her book.
Okay, but no, it's the end of the year. There's graduations happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. Is there any words of advice from you to the graduates of 2019?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to sound cheesy, but my advice is to dream big. Because I would not have gotten to the places that I've gotten without actually dreaming about it and knowing that I could be there. So when I competed at Miss North Carolina USA, I had to actually believe that I was Miss North Carolina USA. So I walked in there and believed that this was my welcome party and that my mom was going to be out in the audience cheering for me after I won.
Wow.
And so if you do not believe that you can actually do something, if you don't visualize it, if you don't think about the moment that it's going to happen, it's not going to happen for you. So what's most important after you graduate and as you move on to your next step is that you dream big.
Love that.
Well, Charlotte's very own Miss USA, Chesley Christ, give us one of those very common sayings so that all the class of 2019 can go, like
the cliche line.
The cliche line.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Good luck.
The grass is not always greener on the other side. It's great.
But it's true. It's funny. I mean, you go through moments in life and then you realize that all of those cliches are actually very true sometimes.
Yeah.
And that, people may say things to you over and over, but it's not until you actually get there that it's like, oh, wow, this is actually, you were right.
Yeah.
And being an attorney, your line can be case closed. Court adjourned.
I object. Every conversation.
I need a t-shirt that says that.
Court adjourned. Your poor boyfriend. He can't get a word in probably when it comes to arguing.
No.
You have him every angle.
And
yes.
You have like evidence.
It was so funny. Like so at the actual competition, there was a moment where like they asked the question. And I remember talking to my mom. She was like, just take a moment, you know, gather your thoughts and then answer. Don't just like, you know, talk off the cuff. Mm-hmm. And so I remember they asked a question. I paused for a second. And he said that when he was sitting in the audience, he knew that I had it because he was like, oh, I've seen this face before.
Yeah.
Indeed, you have.
That's awesome.
Listen, if you can stick around just for a couple more minutes, we're gonna play Sia, Chandelier, and then when we come back, let's play Family Feud.
Perfect. Sounds okay. Good.
We're gonna play the Beauties versus the Beasts.
Let's go.
Don't go anywhere. It's Kiss 95.1 with the Mani Roy and Lorraine.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hook you up $100 cash. 5 seconds to cash. Your next chance to win at noon with Cameron. But now it is time to play the Family Feud. It's one of your favorite games, right, Chesley?
Yes, yes. Yeah. One of the favorite ones I like to watch.
Okay, cool. So let's do Lorraine and Chesley against Mani and I, the Beauties versus the Beasts.
All right.
We have to yell out we'll yell out Beasts. When we want to answer, you yell out Beauties.
Got it.
And for the record, for those of you that might be just jumping in the car, Chesley Christ, Miss USA from Charlotte, an attorney. Actually from the Fort Mill area. That's where you went to high school.
I graduated from Fort Mill High School, but grew up in Charlotte.
You've been all over Charlotte.
Yeah.
But well, we couldn't be prouder. And if you missed any of our conversation, you can go listen to it up at the Kiss 95.1 app. We have our podcast there. But we're ready to play.
Okay. Let's play a feud.
Come on, Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Here we go. Name something that moves very slowly. Beauties. Oh,
what'd you yell, Roy?
I yelled Roy, but that's not.
Beauties. A snail.
Okay.
Is it on the board?
Is that number one? If it's number one, they don't get to answer. But if it's not number one, they get to answer.
It's on the board, not number one.
Okay, beast.
Okay.
Turtle.
Okay, so the closest to one is Beauties.
Yeah! Oh, right. Beauties, we're not the Beauties.
Snails, wait, what'd you say? You said snail.
Yeah.
That was two, and turtles was four.
All right. Number one?
Sloth.
Elderly people.
Oh, my God, are you serious? All right,
Beauties on the board.
Okay, one to nothing. Name something that makes a lot of noise.
Beauties.
I heard beasts.
Jet airplane.
Well, that does make a lot of noise.
Okay.
Shh. That's what it sounds like. Shh.
Okay.
All right. Nope. Nothing.
Not really? On the board.
Not on the board.
Not surprised. Oh, you guys are such aviation nerds.
What do you say, Jay?
A megaphone.
What'd you say?
Megaphone.
A megaphone?
Not okay. On the board. Beauties.
Okay.
Children.
Kind of, that's on the board.
Wait, what is it? Why is it kind of?
Because it's crying babies.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, right. That's it. Yeah.
You've been in my house, you'll know.
I was going to say a concert.
Yeah, that's number one.
Yay!
All right,
one to one. Name something a parent might disapprove of.
Beauties. Being out late.
Ooh, that's good.
Mm-hmm, that was good.
Chesley, alien.
And my mom's here, so.
It's more specific. Like, what do you do when
missing
you're
missing curfew?
Like, so, lying?
Oh, well, come on. That's a stretch.
That's a stretch.
Okay, no.
Dang it.
Give me the question again.
Name something a parent might disapprove of.
Mani.
Beauties.
Beast.
Drinking underage.
That's number one.
Okay. I may or may not have gotten in trouble for that, Chesley.
Yeah. You're reaching into your past there.
All right, 2-1.
I got one, and I know they got it.
All right, listen, if you guys don't tie it and we get it right, it's over.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Okay.
Name something you think of in Spain.
Beauties. Barcelona.
Okay, that's on the list.
I don't even get the question. Wait, what you think of when you're in Spain?
Yes.
Okay, beasts, wine.
No.
No.
So we got it.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the number one answer?
Mediterranean.
That's a weird
is
family
bullfighting on there?
Yeah.
Yes.
The rain on the plains?
No.
They call mainly in Spain. Okay. It's 2-2.
All right, last one.
Okay. Name something that goes up and down.
Beast. Airplane.
Why are you going back to airplanes?
That airplane is on the list, but it's not number one.
Ooh, ooh. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. Elevator.
Airplane was above it.
Yeah!
I would like to know who's being surveyed.
By the way, I really thought elevator was going to win it.
Me too. I thought elevator would be number one.
Yeah, the elevator was great. Yeah.
Airplane was number two. Elevator was number four.
Ah, what was three?
Thermometer.
Well, it does go up and down.
You are very creative.
Well, we're sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry to invite a guest to the studio and then beat her in a game.
You're beating me off now.
Congratulations.
I deserve dessert or cookies.
Well, listen, it's been an honor to have you here. Anytime you need to come by and you want to drop in and say hi, play Can't Beat Loren, the pop culture game.
Perfect.
My boyfriend is so jealous that you're here. He was like fanboying, fanboying when we met you at the Cam Newton.
Oh, really? I'll have to sign a little card for cars. Yeah, I'll have to sign one. Yeah, I would love that.
All right, Chesley Chris, Miss USA, congratulations. Hey, let's definitely catch up before Miss Universe.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. We'll have to do like a send off or something here.
Yeah, we'll do some practice questions.
Yeah, it'll be perfect.
Right? Loren, you can write some. Loren, coach. I mean, you coach the pageant.
I used to coach. I don't have a lot of free time anymore.
Just in like practice on stage question. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. We one time heard Loren on a coaching call, and I heard about 13 no's. Like, no, that's not going to work. No.
They were sending me like pictures of wardrobe, and I was like, no.
I always appreciate that. One of my coaches I worked with in North Carolina, I always went to her because I remember the first time I tried on a dress, and she saw it, and she was like, absolutely not.
Well, listen, Chesley Chris, Miss USA, thank you so much for coming by. Mom, thanks for bringing her by. Congratulations. You must be very proud, as we all are. And we all, seriously, we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for making North Carolina and Charlotte look good.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, there she is. Chesley Chris, everybody.
Yay.
Meanie Roy and Loren Morning Show. It's 95.1.